photo album time capsule. Piss. I didn't own a Ouija board until I was much older, but I peed myself often. Not accidentally, but on purpose. Mostly in the shower or in the car driving. That warmness was my blanket. The kind of warmness I felt love could be. I wanted demon lovers, ones that would take over me, indulge on my insides. The kind that would tell me, don't be afraid of looking ugly, my love. They'll still want you. And inside that old condo, I lived next to a mortuary. I'd see the dead come and go, families crying, friends. I'd sneak over, put my cheek against the open doors, indulging in indole and nicotine. Stealing flowers, smashing them in my favorite books like some stillborn. In the crevices of the rosy crucifixion, sexus, plexus, nexus. When they'd leave to gamble in Vegas, they'd leave me alone in that old condo. And the lights would begin to flicker, and the blinds would fall. If I was downstairs, I could hear the stomping of heavy feet above me. So I'd creep up the stairs, lights on, and it'd be empty. No one there. Just me and that Ouija board. I'd place my ringed fingers on the planchette, like piano keys, and ask who was there. Who are you? Tell me your name. Balcony door open, a windy California night made for fires. Cigarette between my lips, warm air like a heater, and he'd answer, Satan. VHS. I gave my money to some kid whom I had never met. Waited, 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 looking through those pesky blinds, waiting for him to show up with that blood powder. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 3:33 a.m., bright light shone, illuminating Willow Street. Jefferson airplanes today pulsed through curtains. The light slowly faded into a hovering disk of portholes. Looking down my cerebellum, felt my waiting, fed me its light. Wondered why no cars passed, why the street lights were off. No dogs barked, no sirens. Felt my eyes film over. Bjork throwing things off, no regrets, heart thrumming in a loop. White rabbit, larger, smaller. So I asked Alice as my nose bled. No answer. He never came. DVD. 3:33 a.m. He's here, heavy hands lost on me, soft beard and ornament on my mouth. Number one crush plays behind traffic. I would burn for you. There's love in his shadow. Feel pain for you. His weight on my breasts. I can't breathe. I would twist the knife and bleed my aching heart and tear it apart. Pulls my legs above my head, thrusts himself inside me, hard and heavy. He can't help it. You're just like me. Web. Pets require attention and mine left like an open cage, but my parrot didn't need much upkeep. And Walter was my best friend and he knew I loved him. On those volcano hikes, he knew. Even when I left with packed bags, he knew. We'd run around our mother's dresses when the circus came, paint our faces like panthers, pounce on tables, walk on all fours, share mangoes, share silences. On my 21st birthday, I got handed a puppy on one hand. I felt the warmness of its fears on my hand. It slept in my bed, shit on my carpet, smile when I'd come home late. Her tail whipping on the white walls. I named her Anais. She was honey-colored and danced in circles come Christmas. When Grandpa died, we inherited his dog, and all I could think was how we'd make room for him. But he fit in, arthritic and tame, only bit one person, so I knew to stay away from them. But like all beautiful and salient things, he died and Anais died and I'm still not dead, but one day I will be, and until then, I require attention.